We're going to have many adversaries. When we start a church, I guarantee you tomorrow someone's going to be talking smack about us starting a church up there. I guarantee it. I don't bet, but I would bet. No, I wouldn't bet. But I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. Tomorrow, some clown will be on the internet saying, oh, I can't believe they're starting a church over there. Bunch of rebels. They're rebels because they don't want to go to your church? Maybe you should be a better leader. Maybe you should have been what you were supposed to be doing instead of starting stupid fights for no particular reason.
Right. Amen.
Right? And talking trash about pastors,
right.
Which you have no business doing.
Yep.
So even though there's a great door open in Canada and effectual, we also know that there will be many adversaries. So turn over to Acts chapter 19. I want to show you a story. A very famous story in the Bible about the Apostle Paul. Who's talking here? The Apostle Paul. Is he saying that there's going to be many adversaries? Yes, he is. Acts 19, verse 21 says, after these things were ended, Paul purposed in the Spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, after I've been there, I must also see Rome. So he sent into Macedonia two of them that ministered unto him, Timotheus and Erastus. But he himself stayed in Asia for a season. And the same time there arose no small stir about that way, for a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, which made silver shrines for Diana, brought no small gain unto the craftsmen, whom he called together with the workmen of like occupation and said, sirs, you know that by this craft we have our wealth. Moreover, you see and hear, and not alone at Ephesus, but almost throughout all Asia, this Paul hath persuaded and turned away much people, saying that they be no gods which are made with hands. He's doing his job, right? But what happens when you start doing your job? People start getting saved. People's occupations, like making false idols, start to go away. And people are going to get mad about that kind of stuff. You know, when you start ripping face on the homos, people, they're going to get mad about it. Number two over there is going to get mad about it eventually. Because it's not just about reaching people with the gospel. It's about reaching people with sound doctrine also. So because Paul, he wasn't just preaching the gospel. He said that these things aren't gods. These shrines aren't gods. God is the only God. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only God. Amen. Verse 27 says, so that not only this, our craft is in danger to be set at naught, but also that the temple of the great goddess Diana should be despised and her magnificence, good night, should be destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worshipeth. And when they heard these things, they were full of wrath and cried out, saying, great is Diana of the Ephesians. And if you know, I don't have time to go through the whole story, but they eventually chant that for hours on end. Hours! And, you know, Paul was in danger of his life here. Why? Because he was turning people away from false idols. Doing a good thing. But they don't take it as a good thing. So there's going to be enemies along the way.